Good afternoon. Welcome to this afternoon's edition of the Richard Urban Show. I am your host, Rich Urban, coming to you from a store in Harpersbury, West Virginia. We bring you news and views from the unification principle point of view. Today's episode is Make Love, Not War. Reverend Sun Myung-moon's solution to the war in Ukraine. Let's get started with scripture readings. This is from Everybody Wants True Love by Reverend Sun Myung-moon. I have promoted various kinds of peace movements as part of the work to realize God's will on earth. Throughout my life, I've advocated for a world of true peace through ideal families. The century of division and discord has come to an end. As we hope for peace and unity in the new millennium, we must understand that they cannot be realized if we search for them in a vague manner. The entire world needs to have a detailed blueprint of how we can aspire toward the realization of one world under one God, centering on God's ideal of creation. We need to implement a concrete global movement to put into practice in all areas of life. At the early age of 16, I came to know of heaven's will. Since then, I've communicated freely with the sages of the past, including Jesus in paradise. I've overcome various hardships throughout my lifetime as I devoted all my heart and strength with the single thought of achieving God's will. I came to know that God's will is to construct the kingdom of heaven of freedom, peace, and liberation on earth and in heaven. I also came to understand that the original relationship between God and human beings is the eternal relationship between the parent and his children. The human fall was the severing of this tie, and restoration refers to recovering this connection between our heavenly parent and us as his children. The various peace organizations and international associations I have founded are also part of the work to achieve the will of God. They are part of continuing work to prepare for one world under God. In particular, the International Blessing Ceremony that you witness is God's strategy to resolve on a fundamental level the conflicts between races, religions, and nations, conflicts that arose due to the fall. The coming together of people of all races as true husbands and wives is the realization of the sacred ideal that pursues one world under the one God. This is, again, is from Everybody Wants True Love, February 13, 2000, by Reverend Sun Myung-moon. So we see that it is the blessing of marriage, that's a marriage tradition of the unification movement, a God-centered blessed marriage among different races and different countries and different nations that will bring peace on earth. And elsewhere, Reverend Moon has stated that those who promulgate war are the evil ones. So I'm talking in this episode about make love, not war, Reverend Sun Myung-moon's solution to the Ukraine war. Well, you could call the Ukraine war Joe Biden's war or President Biden's war. Now, usually we say in the unification principle that the aggressor is the one that's on Satan's side and, you know, the fact that we usually state. However, this isn't such a clear-cut situation like World War II where there was, you know, clear aggressors, you know, such as the Russian-German invasion of Poland from the east and the west. There were clear aggressors there. So let's take a little look back at the history of this Ukraine conflict. Well, I would say the U.S. has been involved to some extent in Ukraine since the dissolution of the former Soviet Union in 1991, in promulgating, having the CIA, for instance, promulgate the neo-Nazi groups there, the Bandera group and so on, and encouraging that and making that part of the resistance in Ukraine. And also the fact that especially later in 2014, you have the so-called Maidan Revolution, when what was perhaps initially a protest in the streets became really a coup that was encouraged and promulgated by the United States. And that's pretty clear if you listen to the leaked conversation with Victoria Nuland and Hugh Bree of her saying, oh yeah, we'll install this person and that person after this coup. Well, guess what? The president there was a duly elected, albeit pro-Russian president. So he was thrown out in this coup. Then also in 2014, you have Russia annexing the Crimea area. Well, Crimea was traditionally part of Russia, and Russia had been leasing the military base there from Ukraine. But then there was a election in Crimea, and 97% of the people voted to become part of Russia. So the U.S. says that was against international law, and that then there would have to be sanctions on Russia for annexing Crimea. Also want to note from a spiritual perspective, in the 1990s, Reverend Sun Myung Moon and his movement held numerous international leadership conferences in Crimea, of all places. And of course, at that time, that was part of Ukraine, and which of course formerly was part of the Soviet Union, and Russian and Ukrainian and other Eastern European young people went there. And then later, in 2005, in Kiev, Ukraine, Reverend Moon declared the start of the Peace Kingdom Corps and the Peace Police. So I'd like to read about that. He actually invited both Ukraine and Russian youth to join this Peace Corps and Peace Police. So let's read about that in this excerpt from that talk by Reverend Moon in Kiev. And it's interesting to note that that also is now a central point of the conflict. So in my life of faith, having been with the unification movement over 40 years, I've seen that Reverend Moon is very prescient, meaning he often predicts things that are in future. He knows things that could happen, and he takes actions to help the world. So he was bringing together Ukrainian and Russian youth, and he was even forming the Peace Kingdom Corps and the Peace Kingdom Police Force in Kiev, the very hot spot now of this conflict, or one of the very hot spots, and in Crimea, which is also a hot spot of this conflict. And that was a prime place first annexed by Russia before these other places like Donetsk. So let's have a look at that speech now. The speech is given October 21st, 2005. It was in Kiev, Ukraine. And it's the first day of registration of volunteers to the Peace Army. In the interest of time, I'm going to excerpt from this speech, but I will also link to it on visionroot.org. Those who know English, raise your hands. Less than half. Does everybody speak Russian? There are Ukrainian speakers, but everyone understands Russian. The Russian army should become the Peace Army. Here, Reverend Moon makes reference to the speech he has been giving around the world called The Family Root in Absolute Sexual Ethics, which is a model for God's absoluteness, peace, and the ideal in the global kingdom. Quote, remember the speech I gave. It has answers to fundamental questions. I propose building a bridge or tunnel across the Bering Strait. Now developments are in process on the American side, but the Russians should also take responsibility for this project by building a railway. Stalin displaced thousands of Koreans in Central Asia to die there, but they survived. To correct such mistakes, the descendants of those people who lived in the USSR must do 1,000 times more for God's providence by following Reverend Moon than their ancestors did harm once. I have taken the initiative to create the Peace Army and Peace Police, And today I give permission to all those present to volunteer for the Peace Army. We can live anywhere, even without money. Teacher can survive without money, even at the North Pole. For sake of God's kingdom, I can instantly find solutions to complex problems. What is the size of the Russian army? If it becomes a peace army and peace police, it will not need weapons. With only a baseball bat in its hands, it will be able to establish peace on Earth. In the USSR, a huge number of nuclear warheads were created, 14 to 19,000, more than in America. The Soviet Union hoped to gain dominion over the world by force, but we must follow only the peaceful path. Stand up those who can promise that being part of the peace army and police will not kill people, but will educate them using words. Today is the first day of registration of volunteers to the peace army. All members of the Northeast continent can join such an army. Is there anyone sitting? Remember that the formation of the Peace Army began in Ukraine, and that today is the first day of registration of volunteers to the Peace Army. Got it? As you know, there is still a struggle going on in Israel. The Berlin Wall was torn down, but the wall now being built in Israel is larger than the Berlin Wall was. In Korea, the confrontation between the North and the South, which represents communism and democracy, continues. If Ukraine and Russia, Moscow, unite, there will be no problem. In the communist world, the world of Cain, the Moscow communists and the Ukrainians are different. They are like Cain and Abel. If you unite, then it will not be difficult for you to resolve the mistakes of the past and peace will be established without problems. This will open the way to the kingdom of heaven, even for the devilish world. Representing the people of Chernyogug, the color of the peace army for Ukraine is white. And for Russia is pink. It is necessary to make certificates of entry into the volunteer army for Ukraine and Russia of respective colors. In the future, it should serve more sacrificially than the army and police units of the former USSR. In the end, the number of soldiers of the peace army should exceed the number of the Russian and American armies. The time has come very close to you when, by taking the position of Abel, by giving education, you can surpass America. So you have to get together your spirit and courage. Got it? If there are several million members of the volunteer army and police from India, China, and Moscow, then the problems of confrontation in Israel can be instantly resolved. In the future, it will be possible to give an order for the withdrawal of Israeli troops. Our numbers of ambassador peace are about 30 times larger than the numbers of ordinary ambassadors. We have several hundreds of non-governmental organizations. Such a structure is already being built, but your task is to spread the word of the principle everywhere. Learn the principle even by taking academic leave from universities for a year. Do you understand? Did you understand what teacher was saying? Then applaud. I'm putting off my departure to be with you. Is it clear? I want you to fulfill your responsibility. Fulfill it the right way. I could not join the army in my youth. Instead, I devoted my mature years to liberating the whole world. And now I'm over 80 years old. The religious conflict in Israel and the division along the 38th parallel in Korea are explained by the mistakes of communism. You must understand and pray for the solution of these problems. How many people do you need to gather next time so that I would come here again? If the number of the peace army exceeds the number of armies of the countries of the former USSR, then these countries will be fully restored. If Europe and America unite, come together and say, okay, which means open kingdom, then the spirit world will come down to earth. In the West, Americans can interpret the word okay as open kitchen. It's good if you think differently here. You can say open Korea. In English, the word Korea is like career, all right? The teacher's hungry. It's time to have breakfast and leave. It's 9:30. So I'll end with this and let's sing a song. So that ends our quote from the speech of Reverend Sun Myung-moon in Kiev, Ukraine, on October 21st, 2005, inaugurating the Peace Army and Peace Police. Wow, that is amazing. So Reverend Sun Myung-moon inaugurated the Peace Force and Peace Police in Kiev, Ukraine, in October 2005. Well, it's more than a little interesting that right now there's war raging in Ukraine. It's also interesting that this war didn't rage under President Trump. Why under Biden? Well, Biden was in all kinds of hot water in March 2022 about COVID, about Hunter Biden, about his China connections. So how convenient for him to start a war. And in fact, he specifically said, oh, it wouldn't be any problem if Russia went over the border into Ukraine. What kind of statement is that? So he basically encouraged Russia to invade Ukraine. So the question I want to ask is, who's on the side of God and who's not? Well, you could say neither, since both are creating war, but I would say that actually you cannot say the United States and Europe and those countries supporting the war are on the side of God or the able side, because they are promoting war. Biden, as I said, encouraged the war. Victoria Nuland was plotting to support this Maidan coup and overthrow the duly elected president of Ukraine. And that election was internationally recognized, and he was thrown out unconstitutionally by this coup. So actually, that was completely undemocratic. So it's more than just disingenuous to say that, oh, yes, we're just the U.S. We're so able. Means more on God's side. You know, we didn't do anything right. That's completely wrong. This war needs to be stopped. President Trump's right on that. We don't need endless wars. This is part of Biden. Would Biden start a war just to distract from himself? Sure he would. Look at the record of Biden, Joe Biden, President Biden. Look at all the dealings, his family getting $10 million or tens of millions from China. By the way, I predict around by August, Biden will be out. I'm not sure exactly what's going to happen, but August, September, I don't know if it's going to be like impeachment or what. But this, you know, he's making a mockery of goodness. You know, we're living under a coup right now, as many others have said, you know, as we talked about extensively. So this whole thing is not at all in God's will. So is Russia completely free of any guilt? Well, no. But why did the U.S. promote this coup? Why is the U.S. promoted the, funded the neo-Nazis in Ukraine ever since like 1991? Promoting Nazis, yeah, literal Nazis. Yeah, they're still around in Ukraine. Look it up in case you didn't know. I thought we were all against racism and stuff, especially the Democrats. Right. Okay. Well, I guess they're blinked for Ukraine, huh? There's a lot more than meets the eye, and Biden has been completely in bed in Ukraine with the whole Hunter Biden scandal and, you know, saying that he would stop the aid to Ukraine if they didn't stop investigating Burisma, whereas his son Hunter was so-called employed for $50,000 a month for doing nothing. That's really crazy. So there is a way to bring world peace, and it is through the truth. So also now, even in the unification movement, some are promoting more that you should use weapons. Well, the Peace Kingdom Corps, or the Peace Police and Peace Kingdom Corps, clearly are educational, not weapons. Does it not say in the speech I just read that we will pledge not to use weapons but education? Did Reverend Moon in that speech expect everybody to jump up and get an AK-47 or AR-15? No, they're supposed to promote the truth. This group apparently would have some force of law, the Peace Kingdom Corps and Police Force. I would say it could be just like the UN troops in some jurisdictions they've served. Then they did have some legal force. But it can never be, peace can never come through the force of arms. Even if there's temporary conquest, then those sides will continue fighting. Peace comes literally by making love. And no, I'm not talking about illicit sex. I'm talking about blessed marriages, different enemy nations being blessed together? What if Ukrainians and Russians are blessed together in marriage and they have beautiful children? Are they going to be killing each other's children? What if Americans and Russians are blessed together? Are they going to be killing each other's beautiful children? No. What if everybody learns the unification principle and learns about God's will? Will they be killing each other? So Putin should be promoting that, not promoting war. But he does have legitimate concerns. Like Crimea was traditionally part of the Soviet Union. And in fact, some 97% of people wanted to be part of the Soviet Union. And in the other territories too, there's been legitimate issues there. But the way to solve them isn't through war. And you can call this definitely, or it is, Biden's war. So I want to point this out. We have all the tools necessary to build peace in this world. We have to promote the principle, the unification principle. It's not a sectarian or religious dogma. It's basic God-centered principles. Just like many of us say, like the Declaration of Independence gives some spiritual guidance in that we're all created equal. Although it doesn't lay out a clear delineation of principles like the unification principle does, at least gets us on the right footing. So that's in the right direction. So we need to follow clear God-centered principles. These can never be solved by war. And also, have you seen much emphasis, if any, on the human suffering of all the people in Ukraine? All the people in Ukraine who have suffered and been killed and their homes destroyed? All the Ukrainian soldiers who died, all the Russian soldiers who died. This has to stop. We have to have a peace agreement. And the U.S. Congress should stop funding this atrocity. I don't care whether you're Democrat or Republican. This is a military industrial complex. No one is benefiting. And we don't need to say that NATO will take over Ukraine. If they don't want to be part of NATO, that's their thing. That's okay. So yes, we need to promote the teaching of the unification principle, and we need to promote absolute sexual ethics, and especially blessed marriage between people of different nations, different races. That is the solution to world peace, not Biden's war, or even Putin's war, or whatever you want to call it. So let's have a true peace kingdom army. The Ukrainians and Russians have joined and can still join the peace kingdom force. But to do that, they have to drop the weapons and promote the principle and blessed marriage. That's what needs to happen. God already laid the plan out. And I posit that that's why there's conflict right over Crimea, where the workshops are held for the international leadership conferences. Right in Kiev, Ukraine, where Father Moon, ironically and now sadly, since we didn't listen, promoted the peace police and peace kingdom corps. He promoted that right there in Kiev. But did we listen? Did we really run with that ball? We being the unification movement, we being all Christians, we being the world citizens. No, we didn't listen enough. So I do urge you to study the peace messages. Do study Peace Speech 10 on our site, as I read the title about absolute sexual ethics and world peace. Do receive the blessing of marriage. We'll soon have a new website where you can apply to receive the blessing of marriage. And it's especially for those seeking a blessed marriage partner. It's called unionstation.love. So it's coming soon. Do look forward to that. So do join us for our next episode. Do comment, do subscribe, do tell your friends. I'm Richard Urban, coming to Restore, Harpers Ferry, West Virginia. Do be blessed. And this has been Make Love, Not War, Reverend Moon's solution to the Ukraine war. We will see you next time.